Access Abdul.
Access Abdul.
Get ready to get the straight-up gossip with All Access Abdul, live on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, everyone. Oh, and we have a caller, so let's find out who it is. Okay, you are live on All Access Abdul.
Oh, hi, it's Lucy. For some reason, my phone doesn't work, and I try to listen. The only way I can listen is to call in. So that's all I'm calling about.
Yeah, we're actually not taking any callers tonight, just because Paul is actually calling
in. It's the only way I can listen.
I can send you a link on Facebook if that works.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so not who I expected. but yes, so good evening. Hello, everybody. We will be broadcasting live with Paula as soon as she calls in. Let's find out who it is. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi. How are you?
Hi, girls.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful.
Excited to
talk to you. Thank
you
for calling in.
Of course. How are you girls doing? How's everyone doing?
Doing good.
Well, I'm happy to be
on
the
phone. We're a little nervous, but...
Why are you nervous? Come on. You know me.
I know. But, you know, we've been planning for this for 6 years. I don't know if you've known that. We've actually been working on getting you to come on for 6 years.
For 6 years?
6 years.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm here now. I'm so sorry it's taken 6 years. I had no idea.
It's okay. Did you get a chance to look at our questions at all?
I just literally got home literally 2 minutes ago. I have not looked at anything.
Okay, so we're going to kind of guess throw you off a little bit. But before we start anything, I just wanted to say thank you from both me and Amy for coming on our show.
Thank you very much.
We so appreciate it.
It's really my pleasure, my honor, and I'm humbled by this, and I love you all very much, and for everyone who's listening, too.
We love you, too.
I feel it. Thank you.
So I guess I'm going to kind of start off with an easy question for you. You know, lately we've been following your tweets and you've been talking about So You Think You Can Dance auditions, but are there any other projects right now that you're working on that you can tell us about?
Ooh, actually I am. I'm working on creating TV shows and working as co-producer on a few shows that I've helped develop and some that I haven't.
How exciting.
Yeah, it keeps me busy and keeps my creative juices flowing. I'm also, you know, playing around with music. I've been in the studio working a little bit.
Ooh, new tour, perhaps?
Perhaps, yeah. Perhaps, yes, my dear.
So, actually, speaking of So You Think You Can Dance, next weekend you will be in New York City. Auditions, so I'm sure you're expecting a few people.
I absolutely am, and tomorrow I am leaving for Chicago auditions.
Oh, right, okay. So you will
Chicago.
See me next weekend for auditions.
Yes, I guess I'm going to be seeing many of you.
Yes, we're actually bringing a girl with us who's been trying to meet you for 10 years, so we're
no
going to try to hook you two up on that Sunday. We're getting there at about 4 o'clock in the morning, so.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, this is crazy. I don't want anything to happen that happened to Denise, so I'm going to have to, like, get your names, and that way ahead of time, and then that way I will make sure that no security guards refuse you from saying hi to me.
Okay.
I don't want
that
to happen. No, that
made
me
feel bad.
Make that
happen.
Okay, make it happen.
So, Amy, do you want to start off with your question?
Sure. Okay, Paula, what have you not done in your extensive career that you still want to accomplish?
Wow. That's a good question. That's, my goodness. Let's see. Career-wise, I want to do more acting, mainly in television and maybe some cool independent films. As far as not career-related, there's so many things that I want to do. Like, I want to take a year off and just travel the world. But I always get pulled back into work. So eventually, that's something I definitely want to do. Career-wise, I still want to produce a whole bunch more content. And I love working with talented people. So let me see. What else? Oh, I want to learn how to cook some more. I'm starting to take cooking classes. That's fun. And extensive career.
Paula's not a cooker?
No, I do cook. I have some really good dishes, but lately I've been cooking with friends. We've been sharing recipes and trying them out.
Is Juan Donnie?
Yeah, Donnie's an excellent chef. He's taught me some really good recipes. We've shared some good recipes.
I love looking at his food porn pictures.
Aren't they crazy? But he doesn't follow any recipes. He just does it.
Oh, wow.
Just does it by not even measuring, nothing. Nothing. He's really good.
That's crazy.
You guys are making me nervous, which is so weird because I thought, oh, this is just going to be conversational, but you're so formal with this. My goodness.
We planned for 6 years, so.
Okay, well, throw it out, though, and just you can ask me whatever you want. I may not answer it, but you can ask me whatever you want.
Be careful with that.
I may not answer it.
So I guess the next question that, Amy and I came up with together was, when you first started out as a Laker girl, did you ever think, for a minute that you would have had the impact that you've had on the world and so many people's lives?
Oh, my gosh, no. I mean, I had no idea that would be my start. Those were my humble beginnings, and it was an incredible time. And, both Magic and Johnson and I knew that we were both doing something important at the time. Like, way back when, he said, "You're doing good, girl." And I said, "So are you." And it was just a great time. I never knew in a million trillion years that would be the groundwork that would lead me to where I am now. And that taking a group of mostly those who didn't dance, but cheerleaders and making a team, a dance team out of them, and watching how significant the Laker girls became. And it was fascinating to me, and it was, I still am very proud of that. Very proud. Yeah, who
knew?
We
try to think of questions like stuff that you don't typically get asked, so.
Well, I appreciate that. A lot of people don't even know. Like, with being a Laker girl, she just got it. I was one of thousands of girls that were auditioning, and I was cut. But I was clever. I brought changes of clothes, and I was cut right away, and I went and I had another change of clothes, and I entered as my middle name, and I got to dance that second time, but I got cut anyways, and I had one more outfit. And on the third outfit, I was really bold and daring, and I went in as my first initial and my second initial, and I spelled my last name different. And when I got to dance the first time, but they said, back half of the arena, go to the front, in the front, go to the back. And I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? And I started pivoting and turning and walking to the back, and I just went, oh, forget about it. And I turned around and went, I squeezed my weight to the front and stayed there, and I got it.
Huh.
Sometimes you have to
be daring. I think that speaks for your
perseverance. Well, I think it's important. I think a lot of people, like even I'm sure a lot of people don't know, but Jordan Sparks, she got rejected in it took the third city where she was able to see the judges. So, you know, always learn that no is the beginning of a negotiation. That's what my dad taught me. You just have to
it's great advice.
It's true, though. You got to, if it's something you really, really want and you truly believe that, man, I could do better or they didn't get to see me, you know, whatever it's going to take, give it your best shot, you know?
So Amy's got another question for you, actually.
We got this from a couple different fans. Because you have shared your battles and your struggles with your health, what is the best piece of advice you have for someone who is going through a tough time?
Well, to not feel that you're alone, because whatever we feel is our own dilemma and the ruts that we are in, or we fall upon some hard times or sad times, there's always someone out there that's struggling the same as you are. And, you know, it's wonderful that you can go on the internet, you can find groups of people that support groups that are, you know, that are going through something similar. And there are friends, you know. For me, it's hard because I always feel I don't want to, you know, kind of like barge in with my own problems. I don't want to load someone else up with my own situations. But it's the silliest thing because, you know, I'm there for my friends. And, you know, you just have to be willing to ask and know that you're not alone, because there are people out there that want to help and that are there to help you get through it, who are either going through the same thing or have gone through the same thing. And it's just, the other thing is that this too shall pass. No matter how difficult the situation is that you're going through right now, whether it's health-related, you know, it's not giving up. It's researching and finding other ways of addressing what it is your ailment is. But when it's financial times, or it's, you know, girlfriend, boyfriend, parents, siblings, that, you know, fighting or situations are going on, remember that it feels like it's horrible. It feels like it's the end of the world. You just have to breathe, and you have to just keep your head open to looking at things differently. Forgiving is a really, really important character trait that I encourage, because forgiving does not mean that you're okay with what happened, but you forgive the situation so that you can find love and that you can move on and be free. I always say being right or wrong, being right is overrated. I don't care who's right. It's about being free and just moving forward. So always search out people to talk to. There are support groups if you don't want to, or don't feel that there's someone in your family you can talk to, or friends. But look online. Look and see other discussion groups that are happening on the same topic.
Okay, so another question for you. So we have our stories of how we met you for the first time. How was it for you to meet Gene Kelly for the first time?
Well, first let me get back to meeting a lot of you for the first time. Don't ever think that it means, you know, oh, she just met us, no big deal. I care tremendously, and the love that you've all given me and the unbelievable support and the amount of effort that it takes to come out and see me at the different places that I'm appearing at, it means a lot to me, and it doesn't go unnoticed, and I am truly grateful for that, because it warms my heart, it puts a smile on my face, And it's just, it's my, it's like hooking up with an old friend again. You guys bring me so much joy, and I love that, and I thank you so much for that. So I want to say that first, and now I'll talk about Gene Kelly. When you meet your childhood idol, of course, it's the most exciting thing in the world. But then when you meet them, it's kind of like you've been knowing them your whole life because you're familiar with what they do. You've watched them. You've been inspired by them. And like for me, when I met Gene Kelly, I just could not wait to tell him everything of what he did that mattered to me and where I drew inspiration from and why I created things that I've done. And we spoke like two old dancers just shooting the crap, you know. It just, he was just as delightful as can be. But he was also very, very opinionated and gave me some really great advice. And I was proud to say that we became friends and I got to work with him and it was incredible.
So going back to, you know, what you were saying about, you know, all of us, you know, there have been so many projects that have gotten through the years, you know, with recently the book that I gave you at Wigs and Wishes and the bracelet that we gave you. And, you know, we made a leaf and had it donated to Paws LA in honor of Thumbelina because we
That's
were
so
all
sweet.
Broken with you with that. And, you know, what it, when you hear the word Pamely, what comes to your mind? What goes through your head?
It just makes me smile because, again, I know no matter what, I'm never alone. And I've got the support of my Pamely. I've got countless letters that are compiled in a beautiful, beautiful album, albums, plural. And I have that. And it's wonderful to be able to know that just outside of myself, that the ones who have supported me and show so much love for me really have grown into an amazing community. You've all, like, embarked upon amazing friendships through the family, and it's just incredible. It warms my heart. I know that I can count on any one of you. If I needed something that was personal to me and I needed to ask if you would support me on it. I know that it would take a nanosecond to do so, and you would, and I feel that. So it's an incredible...
Now, you know, we've been watching your video tweets that you've been uploading, and we all, we actually have a Pamely group chat that we all text back and forth in, and I'll get notifications at 3 o'clock in the morning, oh my God, Paula said this on Twitter, you have to look at it, and it'll be, look, the book is sitting behind her, look what's on her wrist, you know, so to know that you genuinely appreciate those projects is what I think everybody needed to hear. It's, you know, I can tell them till I'm blue in the face that you appreciate it, but when they hear it come straight from you, it's different.
Well, not only that, I share it with people that are important to me, and it warms their hearts as well. So it's, you know, it's prominently set. It doesn't move. It's prominently set in my living room. So, you know, it is true. You see, what you see is the truth. It's there. And I do, it was really compelling reading all the letters. And I cried a lot, and I smiled a lot, and I laughed, and it was incredible. And, you know, throughout the years, I've said, where did you find that? Oh, my God, I don't even have that memorabilia, or I don't even have any of this. And it's just, it's awesome.
So we kind of had a little game we kind of came up with to play with you. It's like a rapid-fire type of question round to kind of see what some of your...
I suck at this, but go ahead. I'll do my best.
No,
oh, my God.
In our eyes,
I don't think you
suck
can suck
at anything.
Wait, say that again.
I said, in our eyes, you don't suck at anything.
Oh, thank you. Well, you guys are kind. But I'm like, what I know, if I think about it, I can, and then I go, why couldn't I think about it? And it's quick, so I'm going to try. I'll try.
All right, so the first question is, what's the best gift you've ever been given?
Easy, my albums, my albums from my family. That and when Gene Kelly signed one of the pictures that we did together. And
oh, cool.
That was cool. He had and he had it framed for me.
Oh, that's sweet. What are your guilty pleasure TV shows other than Scandal?
Oh, I love Scandal. Okay. It's not a guilty pleasure. It's like one incredible writing, incredible acting. I love American Crime. It's very, very incredible. Great cast and very hard, you know, very hard hitting topics. So, I love Empire. I'm enjoying watching the OJ series right now. I love this new show. I don't know if any of you have seen it. It's on FX. It's called Baskets. It's really bizarre. It's with Zach Galifianakis. It's genius. Let's see. What else?
Did the Paula Laugh come out when we were watching these shows? Because we all love the Paula Laugh.
Oh, yeah. And it scares my dogs. It's very alarming.
Are you watching Fuller House?
I got to see a couple episodes. Yes, I saw. It's cute. It's nice seeing everyone back together.
So then, you know, this one is for me because I don't know if you remember this, but actually at So You Think You Can Dance auditions last year, you yelled at me after I told you I ate McDonald's because you told me it wasn't good for me. But what is your guilty pleasure fast food restaurant?
Okay, if I'm going to be bad, it's got to be Taco Bell.
What do you get at Taco Bell?
Tacos. I get the crunchy tacos. Like, I can eat a whole bunch of them, too. I love them. I think they're called Mexican. They're like Mexican pizzas, but I think it's some kind of clever name, like a Mexican melt or something like that. And I love Cuckoo-Roo. I love Cuckoo-Roo. That's healthy.
Well, Megan loves McDonald's so much that we came up with a nickname for her, and that's Megan McNugget.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And do you like the chicken McNuggets? Is that what you get?
Yes, Paula, I love chicken McNuggets.
All the time.
Remember Daniel, my friend Daniel does hair and makeup. Daniel, he used to eat Big Macs and then start doing my makeup, and I'd smell the onion on his hand, and I used to grab it. I go, "Did you just eat a Big Mac?" And he goes, "No." I go, "You did too." He goes, "How did you know?" I go, "'Cause it smells. It smells on your hand and your breath. I can smell it." Oh, my God.
Who is your celebrity crush?
Celebrity crush? I don't know.
We all know it's Simon Cowell. I mean.
Oh, yeah, right. Keep on dreaming. I don't know. A celebrity crush. I don't think I have one. You know what? Okay. But I love what he stands for and his personality. But, I mean, I could be his mother, so forget that. But I love this season's Bachelor. He is a fine gentleman. He's fine as in cute fine, and he's a fine gentleman. He is such a good-natured person that really cares about women and how they feel. Have you watched him?
No.
I don't watch The Bachelor.
But I don't either, but I saw him, and I was catching like 15 minutes of it, and I couldn't believe how beautifully he speaks to women. I don't know.
I'm going to have to watch it.
Well, it's the last week. On Monday, he actually fell in love with two women. That's never been done before. And I can't even imagine what he's going through.
So, Paula, what is on your bucket list?
Well, I'll have to go back, like what I said before. I want to travel the world, like on vacation, like not working. And I would love to travel the world and go to every single destination resort spa that's like incredible and just enjoy it. That would be fun. And go to all the countries I've never been, which are many.
Would you consider ever going to, you know, we get this question a lot too, you know, everybody saying, oh, I don't live in America and I don't ever get to see Paula. And everybody asks if you would ever do like a big, just giant, like meetup type of thing.
Absolutely. If you can give me some good examples of how you would think it could go. Like how do you think it could be planned and what, let me know what you think. And I am open to that. Absolutely.
What was your favorite song to sing on tour?
Oh, there were so many songs I'd love to sing. My gosh. What's my favorite? Okay, probably Forever Your Girl, because it was the encore song, and everyone sang along. Everyone sang along to all the songs, but Forever Your Girl always was very sweet. And then I loved doing Straight Up. I mean, Promise of a New Day, Rush, Rush. Not all of them. I loved Dancing to the Way You Love Me. That was always fun.
Do you miss that hair? The 80s hair?
No. I don't miss the 80s hair. But I'm having so much fun doing throwback pictures because it is so indicative of the 80s. And the hairdo that I created, the palm tree on top of the head, half up and half down, sticking straight up, it's hysterical to me. And so many of you all did that. It's funny.
So what is your go-to dish that you make for holidays? You know, do you go and do you cook with your sister? Do you cook with your mom? What do you do?
My sister and I cook for Thanksgiving together. But I love barbecuing. I love barbecuing. Chilean sea bass is one of my favorite things to barbecue. I do some really great chicken meatballs and different chicken dishes. Miso cod. I do lots of different things. And I have a really cool recipe for these chocolate balls.
Oh, who's
that are
that in the background?
That's Bessie Moo barking because there's somebody at my door. She likes to bark, and she has good acoustics, so she keeps barking.
Does she still have that duck from Hey Paula? Because we've all been wondering that.
It's still here.
Wow.
That duck gets thrown in the wash at least 3 times a week.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
because
all the dogs love that duck. All of them.
Oh.
So, Paula, who are your favorite designers?
My favorite designers. Okay. For casual stuff, I like Rag & Bone Jeans. I like Alice and Olivia. And I like, I love the Fendi monster tennis shoes with the eyes and the tongue out. They're so cute. And I love for, like Saint Laurent, as you know, because I wear that a lot, and Gucci. And my favorite shoes lately have been Charlotte Olympia. They're so cute. They're so whimsical and fun and different. I love them.
So
Bessie.
Bessie
Moo! Bessie Moo, come here, baby.
Sorry about that. What?
What is your favorite sport to watch, and who are your favorite sports teams?
Oh, I've always loved watching basketball. I'm a Laker girl through and through, even when the team's doing very poorly, but they're going to come back. They're going to come back. But I like watching all the basketball games. They're fun. I love going to football games.
Who's your football team?
Well, I've always loved the Patriots for a long time. I used to be a big 49ers fan. I'm excited that we're going to have our own football team back again. So that's
the Rams?
Yep.
I'm excited the Rams are leaving St. Louis going to L.A.
Amy, what's your next question?
You guys can have, what are your favorite songs on the charts right now?
Oh, my God. You know what? I can tell you what my favorite song is right now, and it's It's incredible, and it's been number one on the alternative, and it's like number 11 or so on the pop charts. It's called 7 Years.
Oh, yes.
Unbelievable. I love. Lucas Graham. His name is Lucas Graham. Love that song. It just gets me all the time.
And what do you do when you have time off? Do you go away on vacation? Do you go on any trips? Like, better question is for you. Like, what do you do for, like, Christmas or Hanukkah? Or, like, what do you do for the holidays?
Usually I go back and visit friends because it's one time that, you know, Christmas time, the industry shut down, the holidays, during the holidays. So I go and visit friends back east, or I will go on, that's when I usually can get a girlfriend together and we'll go somewhere where it's warm. But in the past few holiday seasons, I've gone back east because I have a lot of family and friends there, as you well know.
I was trying to be edgy there, but okay.
But you're not going to get anything else because it's just that. It's nothing more, my dear.
Well, I still love him, so it's okay.
Oh, I love him too. He's one of my best friends.
Okay, see, no, you can't say that because now I'm going to, like, cry. So I guess, you know, the other things that, you know, Amy and I wanted to say to you is, you know, first of all, thank you for being so important in both of our lives. And I speak for everyone. I mean, the group chat, I have it up on my computer right now. It's going absolutely crazy. You know, everybody just wants you to know how much that they love you and appreciate you. And we know how busy you are. And for you to take the time out of your schedule to come on this show and just talk to us means more than you could ever imagine.
Well, I love you guys so much. And it means a lot to me. I'm sorry that it's like 6 years. I'm mortified by that. Let's please not make it be a long time, and let's keep checking in. And I'm really serious about you guys come up with some different ideas on how to make it happen where I can do a big group destination. I'd love that.
Now, what you know, there are actually a lot of people who have asked me, you know, where can we go to give Paula ideas? I have a couple ideas for you. You know, there's a lot of people who said they have different ideas for, you know, different social media things that we'd like to see. Where can we go to kind of give you that idea?
Let's figure something out. Maybe open up some kind of account, or maybe if you can collect all of the ideas and figure out. Let's you and I figure out how to do that, or we can. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm down for whatever.
Maybe
flows
open up
your boat, Paula.
Well, let's figure this out and let's make a plan for it when I see you guys next week. How's that?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. I know a lot of us are. There's a few people coming, and we're very excited to see you. This interview caps off a very eventful week of. We've been planning and plotting and scheming birthday projects and more book projects and gifts for you. So we will come next week bearing gifts.
Sweet.
I'm telling you that right now.
I'm telling you right now, your presence is what the gift is. You don't have to bring me anything. It's the fact that you're there is all I need.
Aww.
And I mean
so,
that.
So, Paula,
okay?
Do you have any last words? Like, we were told you only had 15 minutes, but
I know,
we weren't sure what...
I actually have... Don't laugh, because I have to leave tomorrow. I didn't have time to get a manicure, so my manicurist is here. She just got to the door, so I do have to go. But let's plan for the next time for me to come on, where I can give you some more heads up on what I'm doing, because I'd like to be able to share like more concrete stuff that's going on. So
you want me to DM you? Because I will go on the record and say that calling you freaks me out, because I think that you are going to be like, what the heck does she want?
You know what? I never have been that way with you, so stop it right now.
I get nervous. I go through like a 20-minute
whole
thing.
I'm nervous on the phone right now. I'm nervous doing this. So, you know, it never gets, like, easy. It's like I can talk to you not knowing that everyone's listening. I mean, it's just like, you know. But you guys are my friends, and I love you, so.
So
let's
we'll try to come find you next weekend.
Well, make sure first that you let me know so that I can let the powers that be know, so there's no problem, okay?
I will send you a DM right now, and hopefully you will get it.
I will.
All right,
thank you
so much for coming on.
I love
on.
Everybody.
Thank you.
I love my entire family. Thank you so much for loving me so much.
Have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you so
yes.
much.
Bye, Paula.
Bye, my
Thank
angel.
You.
Take
Bye,
care.
Paula.
Bye-bye.
I have no words right now. So does anybody want to call in with reactions to what just went down? You know, anything? Anybody have any thoughts? You can call us at 914-219-0866. So feel free to call in and give us your reactions because I can't talk right now, so someone needs to for me. Amy, any words?
I'm excited for you guys for next weekend.
We already have a call.
I wish I was going.
All right, so tell us your reactions there, caller 587.
Oh, my God.
Was that not the most incredible thing in the entire world?
I literally, the whole group chat was going off, and I'm like, I'm just freaking out. I was almost crying.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Crying.
Everybody's calling. Who are these people? I don't know who
yeah,
they are.
No. We were all texting, and everyone was crying, man. Everyone was crying.
So are you guys happy? That's my biggest thing. Are you guys happy with the interview?
Oh, my God. Yes, Megan. Oh, Megan, you didn't swear. You didn't swear once. You didn't say anything inappropriate. I think it's going good for you.
Well, thank you,
hey guys,
Amy, by the
Jody.
Way, for the Megan McNugget comment. Really appreciate that one.
I had to get that in. Did we not, Megan, did we not talk about that? And you said Amy's going to bring it out. I'm like, yes, she is. She's going to say it.
So everybody's
hey
happy.
Hey, guys, can you hear
Everyone's
me?
Everyone's disappointed.
Well,
Denise just called in. So what does Denise have to say?
Yeah, Denise, we brought you up.
Is that a whale noise?
Oh my God, was that Halen?
What?
Was that Halen?
Is everybody happy? Oh, is everyone happy?
Everybody's
hey, can you guys hear
Wait,
me?
Am I on?
Yeah.
Everybody's on. I keep picking up phone calls as they come in, so.
I don't even know what's going on. Hello?
Hey,
everyone is here, so feel free. Talk amongst yourself.
Oh my God.
I can only hear you guys. Anyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
What okay, this is Jody.
Who is this?
Hi, Jody.
Jody.
How are you?
Oh, Jody.
Greenheart.
Oh,
and now my dog's barking in the background. I don't even have anyone at the door.
So everybody is happy.
Oh, my God, that was awesome. Yes. Awesome job, you guys. I am so proud of you. Paula is so funny. You know, and I could tell
I'm sorry,
she wanted
but
to be more
natural.
I lost
it when she was yelling at Bessie Moo in the background. I lost it.
I know.
You
I thought,
awesome,
Megan,
though.
I thought you were reading our chat.
Oh,
it's
so funny.
I was. I was reading what you guys were saying.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to burst out laughing at Taylor
I was,
and I doing those analogies
about
you know what.
I was on the bottom.
I was
on the bottom. Was that the chat room you were talking about?
No, we have our own group chat.
Oh, well, gee, I don't know.
Yeah, we have a group chat from the people who went to Wigs
and
Wishes.
Hello?
Okay,
everybody is on, so if you're on, talk.
Can I say something on the count of three? On the count of three? On the count of three, everyone make a whale noise. Your biggest whale noise. Of what
happened last night.
I don't
even know what that is.
Just do it. So one.
I don't even know what that is.
Like Dory.
My family knows.
Make whatever
get me up to speed in all things Abdul. You know that, right? You guys are so much younger than me.
I literally, guys, I really hope Paul is not listening to this right now.
You know she is.
Oh my gosh.
You know she's sitting at home, like, look what I did to them.
I nice
she
and cry.
So I love you, Paula. That was amazing.
Well, the fact that she thinks, the fact that she says that we're all friends, it's like, really, you really want us as your friend after listening to this?
I personally enjoyed the fact where she was like, I don't want what happened to Denise to happen to
you. Oh my gosh, everybody's talking at one time.
I don't even know who half these people are.
Oh my god.
Wow, this, the radio is like delayed on the phone compared to the phone.
DM her now.
Yeah, if you actually, you know what, guys? If you turn the show off in the background, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, I took mine off. Megan, I love when she told you to stop it.
And
you said
something,
how are you doing it? She said, stop it.
Yes, Paula yelled at me quite a bit.
Oh my god, this is,
yeah, I know.
It's so funny, you know. I'm just getting to know you guys, you know. But I'm telling you what, she wanted to just, like, talk to you guys like you were on the street somewhere, just saying, hey, how you doing? And you were being so formal. And she was, you know, she even mentioned that. Wow, this is so formal. And I was cracking up because she just wanted to be like, hey, girl, what's up? You know?
The next time it will be like that.
You know, and it was so funny. And you would just, like, stiff, almost like, okay, I'm talking to Paula now, and we're live, and everybody can hear it. And, oh, my God, I just got radio fright, you know. And she's just like, oh, relax.
I like how she was you're making me nervous, Megan. I was like, why are you, why?
I almost peed my pants, man. I'm surprised,
gee,
Megan. I'm surprised you didn't pee.
No, I didn't
know why
pee. I had to pee the minute she called in,
right?
And I was like, okay, I'm good.
Because it's like, you know, as fans, we're like, I don't know why I would be nervous. You're only Paula Abdul. Why would I be nervous? You know?
Yeah, that's what we were saying. That's what we were saying in the chat. Megan's like, are you all excited? We're like, no, not really. I'm sleeping. That's how excited I am. Like, you know?
Yeah, right.
I don't care. Everybody who told me that they were tired staying up for this, there's no way after that you are going to bed.
No,
hell no.
Oh, no way.
No, because you're going
to
bed.
I can tell you right
call
now.
Every single
took,
one of you.
if you actually took calls, she never would have got a word in edgewise. You realize that?
If you actually took calls,
you wouldn't have gotten a word in edgewise.
Nope.
You know,
that
would
a good
be
call
blowing up.
That. Yeah, because everyone would have been like, Paula. You'd be like, shh.
Yeah, you couldn't. I know it might have hurt some people's feelings, but that was a good business call. You know, you couldn't do it, even though people's feelings would be hurt. It would have been impossible. It would have been
I'm
a mess.
I'm DMing Paula right now all of our names for next weekend.
Well, you know what?
Tell her
she needs to follow me.
Just throw in my name there, even if I'm not there. Just throw my name in.
Yeah, throw my name in.
Denise, she called you out without us even saying anything.
Yeah, she did.
And
she didn't have a problem with it either, did she?
Denise was probably crying on the inside.
Oh my god.
Hey, you guys need to follow me on Twitter.
I will. I will send out a Twitter thing to everyone. I don't know who this 978 number is, but they keep getting dropped.
Is it me? It's me.
It is you.
Oh, you know the funny. You girls are so giddy.
It wasn't freaking
just,
working.
This whole interview just threw you girls all off whack. It is so funny.
Yeah.
I really thought that Paula was listening to me.
You are so
did you like how she was like, I'm mortified that it took 6 years. I'm like, well, sorry.
I know. Well, you're Paula Abdul. You're the only one that can do anything about it. Hello. You know,
it's fair, so I guess, because she probably didn't know about it because some communications were lost in, like, the last 6 years because of some people not naming any names.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Plus, the radio show was dropped, wasn't it, for a while? I hadn't heard anything. I mean,
everybody's
I didn't even realize.
I didn't realize that's the background of the air.
And she said she likes Taco Bell. Dude.
I want some crunchy tacos. Where them at?
Now I want to get that.
Half the stuff she was mentioning, I was like, and that is what? I didn't understand half of the stuff she was talking about. It's like, okay. You know,
I'm
dealing with
people,
cooks,
but I can't.
I'm pretty sure all of us
going
knew.
Right now, so this
yeah.
is really bad.
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure all of us knew all the answers she said, but we just didn't want to admit it because that would just
literally,
be...
Oh,
she said
I know.
No,
oh,
heard,
true.
I was like, I need
I've heard
money on
the
that.
Lakers story about
Wait,
how she changed.
That hasn't gone any better.
Yeah, we've heard that story about six times, so
yeah,
we didn't want to stop
yeah.
it. That's a good story.
And thank you for listening. Thank you.
I did that for you. Who's your celebrity cuss caller? Simon Cowell,
come on. Have you guys
on.
Ever
yes.
heard this story?
I mean,
about when she was friends with the Jacksons.
Her eyes burn.
Have you ever heard the story
just, like,
about when she was in Janet Jackson's bedroom?
That's so awesome.
And then Michael came in with
oh my God,
monkey.
The monkey. Yeah.
Do you
oh,
remember
so
that story? About how Janet's room was completely
yes.
white. And she
yes.
asked to hold Bubbles, and then Bubbles had a dirty
and
diaper.
The,
and
yeah,
started
and
flinging
it
all
and
over
the yeah.
white wall. And then Paula laughed so hard she peed on the carpet, on
yep.
Janet's
Yay.
White carpet.
That
was
a
an
great
absolutely
story.
Hilarious story. Yes.
Amy, I just want to tell you, that if Paula calls me Megan McNugget next Sunday, I will freak out.
Oh,
she knows where you
my.
I would pay her $20 to call
Amy,
you.
You should
McNugget.
DM her. Amy, DM her and be like, I dare you to call Megan McNugget.
I would be so mad.
You know you're not going to live it down now, right? You know you're not going to live it now, right?
She's like, they know all this about me? Like, what?
Megan,
you know, Paula will probably call you out on that when she's got some famous person beside her.
She'll probably be like, after So You Think You Can Dance, she'll be like, hey, Megan, want to go to McDonald's? Are you feeling for some chicken nuggets?
Brian McNuggets,
she'll know that. She'll know that she's meeting up with you, and all of a sudden you'll get a big, huge thing of McNuggets. That's all right. You know what you need to do? You need to buy her a Big Mac.
No,
you need to buy her a Big Mac.
All of a sudden, one of her assistants comes out of nowhere, and she's like, here, these are McNuggets from Paula. I'd be like, are you kidding me?
I was about to say that. I'd
no, you need to get Paula
a
Big Mac
and
with extra onions. You need to get her
don't
Big Mac with extra onions.
Like, don't you love how she was like, oh, you know, friend Daniel. And I was like, we don't know who he is.
Yeah, right,
who's
right.
Daniel? Who's Wendy? Who's Simon?
Funny. It's so funny.
Who are you? Paula.
I didn't know if he was still her stylist.
My DM says right. So the girls that are coming next week are me, Stephanie, Taylor, Ashley, Jen. Who am I missing? Oh, Tiffany and
okay.
Calvin.
Taylor.
You know, it's been so long, I don't even remember half the fans that I used to talk to because at that time is when she had her forum and you guys were so much younger than me and I just felt like I didn't connect.
I missed that.
I missed that forum. But, you know, someone was calling me auntie and grandma, and I was like, oh, God, or mom, and I'm like, I feel so old.
It's okay, we call Paula mom.
Yeah, I know.
That
she
was
loves it.
And her love chat.
I have 18 tweets right now.
Ow!
I'm not even on Twitter. I'm just talking to you guys. I'll look at it later.
I don't think I can do two things at once right now.
Oh, are you guys still shaking?
Yeah, I'm not capable of doing anything but sitting here quietly and just talking right now. If I do anything else, I'm going
to
pee my pants.
Trying to absorb.
Yep.
What's the crying?
You know, all this did was get me more excited to build a proper website for you guys. I mean,
you know, all of this just made me so much more upset that I'm not going to New York next.
You and me
both. Huh?
Well,
really
I can't
both.
Go either.
That was so awesome.
Are you kidding me? I would love to go.
I know.
I
would
love
everything in a heartbeat to go. I would actually hitchhike there.
Well,
like,
my family
like 5 days to get there.
You know, Boston isn't that far from New York, and my family would kill me if I went to New York without seeing them, and trust me, there's a lot of them.
Just go discreetly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I wouldn't be too so excited that I would blurt out, oh, I'm going to go see Paula Abdul. Oh, no, I don't know. The whole world would probably know. I'd be too excited. I'd be so nervous. I don't know. I probably couldn't handle it. I've got anxiety issues.
Yeah, it's hard not to get anxiety around Paula.
I'd be like, oh, my God, I know I'm going to say something stupid. I know I'm going to. You know, I was that way when I met Taylor Hicks. I was with
a
group of people. I was with a group of people when I met Taylor. And, you know, quite a few of them were like, I don't know, different. That's all I could say is different. And they were overwhelming him. I was just standing in the back, you know, letting everybody talk to him. And I remember all of a sudden I just stepped forward and I said, it's okay, Taylor. We may act crazy, but we're safe. You know, because he looked worried. And then I'm thinking, you know, that was really stupid. He don't know me. You know, he don't know whether to trust me or not. And I'm like, God, that was really stupid. And I know that with Paula, I'd probably blurt out stupid stuff, too. I think it's a given.
Can I just say, like, I know this is bad, but, like, I have such a grateful heart right now. Like, I feel so full of love. And I know that you guys are happy, and that was the most important thing for me, was that you guys are happy. And, like, you know,
whole interview. Now, obviously, I didn't get to talk to her, and she doesn't even know who I am. But, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm listening to that and I am beaming. How can you not admire this woman? How can you not? If people only knew, like I said, I've met several celebrities, okay, and tried chatting with several celebrities, and like Gordon Ramsay follows me and everything on Twitter. But I'm telling you what, Paula is the only one that shows the appreciation for her fans. In fact, I yelled at Taylor Hicks. Okay, I know quite a few people who actually know him personally, and I yelled at Taylor Hicks on Twitter because he was really rude to one of his fans because they were upset that he kept talking about football, and they said, could you please talk about your music? Most of the people on here are your fans, and he was really rude to them, and I turned around and I said, you know, you have obviously forgotten who has buttered your bread, and I was really upset, and Paula doesn't do that. Would you like me to tell you a funny?
When she was like, I love the New England Patriots. I was like, get out of here. No.
Oh, come on. I'm Boston.
No.
Come on,
my God.
Boston.
We keep getting callers. Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Well, of course you're going to get callers. That was an awesome show you guys did. I am so proud of you because I know on the inside you just wanted to be giddy and goofy and, you know,
Did Calvin just call in?
Yes, it's Calvin.
Calvin.
What are your thoughts, Calvin? I would love to know.
I loved it. You guys had me cracking up over here.
Calvin, I did put your name in the DM about next weekend.
Awesome.
So, you know, we can go see Paula next weekend.
Awesome! I can't wait.
Hi, Calvin. I'm Jody.
Hey, Jody.
Did you hear that we're getting to the venue at 4 o'clock in the morning? Four o'clock
in the morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Megan, what are,
yeah, but you know what, though?
Never mind.
You know what, though? Now that she knows we're coming, maybe we don't have to go as early.
You know, I was blown away that she's like, make sure, you know, I got to be honest with you girls, okay? When I first heard that, you know, you talked to Paula and everything, Megan, I was like, oh, yeah, sure, okay, probably another one of those, you know. And then when I actually heard Paula say, oh, yeah, I'm going to talk to my people and make sure you can get in with no problem. And, you know, when we're just talking and we're not on the radio, I swear my jaw hit the floor. Okay, I was like, oh, my God, they really do talk to Paula. Wow, they're the first people I know of who have actually really do say what they mean, you know. And they're not bragging, they're not boasting, they're not, you know. I was blown away that everything that I was told was true. I was like, oh, my God, they really do know her. Well, I'll be damned.
I think again, while everybody's on the phone, we owe a huge, massive, massive shout-out to Paula for coming on the show and for being awesome. And
awesome.
I know would do that.
Yeah, Paula, we love you
like
so
I
much.
Like I
said,
honestly,
you,
I have met,
I
have met
you,
a
Paula.
Lot of celebrities. And, Paula, you don't show.
Okay. Well, I don't know who this person is either. Who's the 480 number?
Barbie.
Hi, Barbie. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to call and say congratulations and great job and... I'm so excited for you guys. You really did a good job getting a lot of questions in there.
Thank you. I kept an eye on the chat for you, but I was kind of going back and forth, so.
Yeah, I came in a few minutes late, but I heard most of it, and I was like, wow, they're doing a great job, and you guys kept the energy up and you know, very, very casual. I heard someone just say you kind of were, like, businesslike at the beginning, but... I guess I got to go back and listen to that. But when I got in, it was great job. I thought you guys did a really good job. Very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for always supporting myself and Amy. We greatly appreciate that. I think Amy is still here on the line. I'm not sure.
Well, thank you guys, both of you guys, for supporting Paula and for supporting our foundation that Paula also supports. And you guys have been amazing to work with, you know, with all the work that we do. And I know Paula really appreciates everything that the family does for her. And so excited that this happened and came through finally. I know she has been trying to do it for a long time. And I'm just excited for you and proud of you. You both did
Thank
a great
you
job.
So much. Thank you so much for even taking the time to call in and to listen. And, again, for those of you who don't know, last year Barbie helped us get the birthday card that went around and signed for Paula. She helped deliver that. So big shout-out for that as well. You know, you definitely didn't have to do that, and you really helped us out, so we appreciate it.
Yes.
Thank you, Barbie.
You're so welcome. Glad to help. And you know, Paula loves you guys. She loves her fans. I'm a fan, too. And... you know, you guys help raise money for a foundation that she supports. It's, you know, Power of Pain Foundation, now International Pain Foundation. And you know, you also help raise money when Thumbelina died. And you guys are just really kicking butt, doing great things to raise awareness and support her causes. And I know that she loves you guys and sees you as family, just as you see her as family.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Barbie, overall, good interview. You're happy with it?
Definitely. I think I heard most of it, and I thought you guys did an amazing job. And I know it's kind of tough when you're a fan and you're interviewing someone at the same time, but you guys really handled it very, very well.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for taking the time out to call in and listen.
Thank
we really
you,
appreciate
Barbie.
It.
Have a great night.
You too. So I think again, just before we unfortunately end our show, huge, massive, massive, massive thank you to Paula and Paula's team who has been working with me and Amy, and this was an awesome night, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed being able to interview her. It's been a lifelong dream of mine, so I really do appreciate everybody listening and taking the time out. Amy, any last words?
Thank you guys for listening and supporting us and tweeting us your questions.
So we will we'll be back next week. Hopefully we're all still, you know, breathing, and we will we'll talk more Paula then, and I'm sure nothing will ever top tonight. So, and now I have to go call everybody in the family because that's what I have to do.
Yep.
So all if right. Denise, if you're awake, I'm coming for you.
I'll be asleep by the time you get to me.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, I understand, but you know what? I just want to go on record and say, Ashley, I planned on doing that to you since the minute I found out about it. I was like, I'm going to tell her about Ashley coming, and I told everybody about that. You're the only one who didn't know about that.
She was freaking out. She's still freaking out.
Megan, I want you to check your Twitter.
What just happened? Oh, really? I think I am thinking it's Paula. Megan McNugget. I swear to God, if she calls me that next week.
if she calls me that week, next week, someone please record that for me. You guys have to video next weekend.
Oh, my God. Stop. Oh, my God. Stop. All right, so I will talk to all of you guys soon. Thank you for calling in and listening. I so appreciate it. And the podcast will be up later. You can download it. You can save the interview. I'm sure you all want to listen to us squealing after she got off the phone. That's probably my favorite part.
Yes. Megan, guess what's happening right now?
What?
I'm trying to – guess what? I have the weekend of that thing booked off, so now all I have to do is get the money.
Oh, my God, Halen. Oh, Lord. Okay.
I told you, I'm still trying. I'm not giving up.
So I will see you guys, most of you guys, next week, and I will I'll have the podcast up, and I can send it to you guys as soon as it gets uploaded.
All right.
Megan, call.
All right, bye, guys.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I love you.